Let me introduce myself and we jump right into this. Is a very short session and I'm gonna do my best to give you the most information that I can. If I don't do a good job at that, you can find me and other team members or the VSTS in the booth right there. So just stop by and talk to us. So today I came here to talk a little bit about analytics and maybe a little bit about VSTS reporting solution as a whole. And our agenda for today is I'm going to talk a little bit about dashboards and what you can do there today. I'm going to go over what is the analytics service and all the different good experience you can get out of it. And I'm going to try to summarize all. And I'm going to squeeze in some demos. So I'm going to try to give you as much. So I'm guessing most of you know VSTS, so I don't need to talk about VSTS as a product. VSTS has different parts of it. You can do like agile work tracking. You can do Git, continuous integration, testing, release management. All of this is packed into the VSTS greatness, which makes VSTS also a great source of data. All of this data is today stored in your operational data store, which you are not seeing today, but is the same data store that we use for the actual product. You can start benefiting from the data that you have on your VSTS right away with dashboards. Dashboards are a tailored experience where you can bring in a variety of widgets to help you get insights of what's going on with your project. It can be widgets that are across all the verticals. So we have Agile, Git. You can answer questions like, how are my builds runs doing over time? How much open bugs my team has? How is my sprint going? And many, many more questions that you can do very easily by dragging and adding widgets from the catalog. All of these widgets run on the operational data store and get you data about what's happening now, most of them. Some of them have some trends, like you can see the active bugs by area path, but they're quite limited. And the reason for that is because we want to keep the performance of VSTS very high and performing for the tool itself. So what is the analytics service into all this, and how does it play a role? So the analytics service is basically our reporting solution for VSTS. It's built from reporting from start. So all the data models are built from reporting. We also have, we also do all the aggregations of the data on the server side. We enrich the data by adding fields that enable easy trending, cycle time calculations, all of the stuff that you will be find harder to do on the regular widgets or not possible at home. And because it's a separate data store, we minimize the impact of reporting on VSTS. But it also enables us to do more immersed analytics and go deeper into the data and longer into history. So today the analytics service is available for VSTS. It's free. It's currently in preview. And it currently has the work item tracking data. So all the work item agile tools are feeding into the analytics. We are actively working on adding the automated and manual test data into that. But the way we built analytics is that it will eventually designed to have all the data inside from beginning. And you see the other data sources we're bringing in. So our future and our goal is to bring everything into analytics, and we're working through that to have everything in one place. So that's where we're going to do it. We're also looking into bringing analytics into TFS. That's a very popular question that's probably going to be asked after this session. So yes, this is our goal and mission. Today, the analytics is an extension. You can get it from the marketplace, right? Install it on your account and just start going. So now that we know what is the analytics, I'm going to talk a little bit what it brings and what's the value of the analytics service. The first thing that we introduce with analytics are advanced widgets. So we added, right now is 6 widgets since we launched analytics that enables more insights on the data that are more advanced, and I'm going to show you a quick demo of that. Okay. Just on my screen. Here we go. So what I did here, and let me go full screen so you guys can see this. I usually like to take stuff from a real Microsoft Live. I don't. This is not a demo. I just pulled in some widgets from our real dashboards that to bring to your team. This is actually the widgets that are from the reporting team that we use. And I'm going to walk around a little bit so we can see what's the value in it. So the burn up and burn down are very the same, but they show completed work over time. You could do configure the widgets to be cross-team and cross-sprints, so you can actually scope the data or the time frame of the works that you want to do and present it as you wish. We also track the scope. So you can see here, for example, we started the sprint with a lot of scope. Around here, when we realized we're not going to make our deadline, and the widget also helps you predict that based on how much you've been burning on the iterations, we realize we need to reduce scope. And this is what you're seeing here to make it to our goal of release. So this is really like helpful because you can see over time and in real time how are you evolving towards your goal. And you are the one who determines the goal. And so this is the burn up. It's like completed task over time, and the burn down is basically the same, but on another way, it's just accumulating the completed items. And you could do count of work items or sum of story points, depending on how your team operates on that. The velocity widget helps teams plan better, and basically shows how many you executed in your team versus what you planned. So you basically tell us what sprint you want to look into, and what this widget does is just show the planned work versus the completed work. So sprint 126 was pretty good for us because it's a sprint where we completed all of what we planned. But not all sprints are like that. Like 131 was not that good. We planned a lot and we accomplished not everything that we wanted. So that helped us learn and understand how are we planning versus how the team is executing. So this is all real data. The cycle time and lead time help you understand how much time it takes you to execute a specific work item or a specific work item type, I might say. So the cycle time is from started to completed, and the cycle time is, sorry, and the lead time is from created to completed. So it depends on how your processes are defined and what do you call your cycle time. But you can see also like standard deviation here that we do in the widget and outlines, so you can dig into what's causing those outlines. The CFD shows work in progress based on the Kanban column of the team's backlog. It can be the feature, the story, depending on what you want to show progress on. But it shows you the flow of the data. You can see here, for example, we recently started to experimenting doing one pager. So you can see the darker blue is just a new thing we added to the team, and it's starting to pop up end of March because that's where we started when we added that column to the Kanban board. So this is, I'm going to go back to the slide. So those are the widgets that we added that are based on analytics. So if you go and install the extension, you'll see them in the catalog, and you can add them, and they're very powerful. The second value for the analytics is in product experience. So this is not something that's out there today. It's just a mock-up, but this is where we're heading. So we want to bring the test data, as I said, into analytics. And one of the things we know that is very important to users who use VSTS in testing is the in-product experience. Being able to select a release and see all the test failure for that, sorry, a release definition and see all the test failure for that release definition, dig into the data, and look for the flaky test that's causing all the problems. So this is going to be powered by analytics. So the new experiences that you're going to be showing up on all different verticals, you'll see them powered by analytics. Analytics is also our path to Power BI. And I think earlier this year, we released a two-phase incremental improvement to this area. The first one was when we released we updated the Power BI connector for VSTS. And when you connect to that, you get a default set of views, what we call analytics views, that you can start immediately to connect to. And I'm going to try and do a demo right now. I'm guessing most of you guys also know Power BI. Power BI is a very powerful tool that Microsoft has to create data analysis. So we understand that widgets can get you that much. So we build the widgets. We think we do it based on like best practices in the industry. But there's always that case when you want to build another report or something that's not fitting into this model. And this is where Power BI comes into and the connection to analytics. Let's try and do a quick demo. Let me see how I'm doing with time. I think we're doing good. So let me just, OK. Let me drag Power BI desktop. Perfect. OK, so Power BI desktop. The way to get data from Power BI desktop is connectors, as I said. I'm going to pop in the Visual Studio connector. And I'm going to connect to my account. And everyone who has the analytics extension get this default, what we call default views, out of the box. So you just install the analytics, and then you get the list of views that's probably going to show up. Are we good with internet? I think we are. Here we go. So all of these views are out of the box, so you don't do anything to get them. You can see that we have four different types of views. We have the bugs-related ones, the stories-related ones, the task-related ones, and the work items that include all of them. They differ by two main things. One is the history, how far are we looking back? Again, this is what analysts can do. You can bring all of your history in VSTS, and you can they differ also by their granularity. So you can see there is like last 26 weeks, which is a weekly granularity, a daily granularity, and we also have today. Today will bring you the current state of all of your work items. I'm going to go and swap to, OK. So you know what? I already preloaded the bugs last 30 days just to show you how this looks like. I don't want to waste my precious 20 minutes on loading. But you can see you can easily you get all the columns and fields that you have on your work item. I'm going to look for the day one, and I'm going to create a simple trend using Power BI like this, and I'm going to count my work item IDs by date. That's it. I just have it. And now I can upload it to Power BI, and I can refresh it, and everything's going to be great and updated. But I'm looking at this. It's kind of concerning because it shows my bugs are just going up. I don't like that. I'm going to dig a little bit more. Let's take the state. I'm assuming most of those are closed. Yeah. So that's causing like outlier of the trend. I'm not interested in the closed one. I want to see how my active and resolved one. So I'm easily can just by using Power BI. OK, this looks much better. Then I can track my active and resolved bugs. And I mean, Power BI is a very powerful tool. And you can do very, very nice things around this. Let me see what else. So I can also use, let's do the special analytics fields that are populated for me. So I can use cycle time. And I'm just going to go and say, because I want to only count the latest revision of my items, sorry. I'm going to drag in current, another analytics thing into this visual just to make sure I'm only looking at the latest revision of my data, so the latest snapshot that we took. And I'm going to say let's make it a little bit interesting. I'm going to drag priority here. Oops. And that makes sense. So I can see my cycle time, and I'm going to go to make sure I'm looking at an average. Yeah. So that makes sense. I mean, we take only a few, like only 6 days to solve top priority bugs, and it takes us longer to get to the ones that are priority three. And I can also, I'm going to drag in resolved reasons to see how this refer. And this opens a whole new conversation. So I can say, oh, I see that we're not that good at stuff that are not reprobable. So, and we can start that conversation based on the data. And it's very, very easy, as I show you. There's no tricks. That's just Power BI and VSTS together. And you can, I mean, there's no limit to what you can do whenever you have your data. So this is just getting started from the default views. But what if you have special work item types that you use for custom processes? What if you want to bring different granularity or different time frame? You're only interested in 10 days. Why should you bring 30 days of data? That doesn't make sense. So that was our latest incremental improvement to analytics views, which is the analytics hub. So if you go into VSCS and you go into analytics, you can create your own versions of these views and populate them automatically to Power BI. So all you need to do is just click on new view. You have my views and share views, which are basically enabled you to like develop in silo. Only you can see your views, but when you're ready, you can switch them by a click to be shared, and everyone can connect to them. You can create shared data sources around your organization for users to go and report on. So I'm going to just, I can name my view. I can make it private or share. I can control the filters of what data I bring. So a lot of big organizations cannot use the default views because they're too big for Power BI to load. So you can do scope by team. You could do cross-project, so I can add like another project here and team, specific team. So it's very like flexible, and you can do whatever you want here. So I'm going to do my team who built this. And I can also control what work items, what backlogs I'm looking into. So across, I can do like tests and bugs and scenarios. And you can see a lot of customized items that we use in VSCS. We're just going to do task for now. And then this is the field criteria, which is very powerful because you could do filtering on tags. I know it's very popular across a lot of teams. Sorry. And you could do multi-select, just like that. And let's do one more. Oh, yeah. Here it is, and yeah. I can also control the shape of the data that will come into Power BI. So I can say what fields am I going to bring in. I can select the automatically include all the common fields. I can do a customization, remove and add fields that I don't see in my report. So it's very flexible in here too. History is when I actually control the granularity and history we talked about. I'm going to do just a rolling period. You could do a sliding window starting a specific day. You can do whole history depending on what is it you want to report on. And daily and weekly and monthly is just how you want that data to show, how many representation of that work item you want in your data. Another cool thing is the verification. So you don't have to build this, go to Power BI, look at what you've got to say, oh, it's too much data and I cannot load it. So if I click on verify, what this does, it's actually building the old data queries that we're going to use and testing it, making sure it's going to go. And it's also going to tell me how many rows I should expect in Power BI. So I know if it's going to fail, it will tell me. If it's going to succeed and how, it will tell me. So that's very good. We want you to be safe when you go to Power BI and not need to hope back and hope. We know that's a big pain. So as soon as I save this view, it's going to be added to my views here. And then I can just pull it in from the same data source that we looked at. We don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to go and jump ahead. But I think you got the idea. And as I said, I'm going to be around if you have questions. So So let's go back to the presentation. I have a few more things to talk about. So analytics service is also a public interface to data. So we have widgets, we have the extension of flexibility of the Power BI views, and we also have the OData. So if you want to build your own widgets and you want to build your own experiences, that's something we acknowledge. And you can use the OData querying analytics service to build whatever you want. So it's access to the pre-aggregated data. I don't have a lot of time to show that, but basically, you can use VS Code and run like this, run data queries against our data. You can do, let's do this one. This I'm using an OData extension in VS Code just to pull the data in. You get a JSON file with all of the queries resolved, and you can just go at it whatever you want and do that. So analytics is also our story for extensibility. How am I doing on time? Good. So we talked about widgets, we talked about in-product experience, we talked about Power BI and views, and we talked about OData. This is all scoped into the analytics service. Analytics service is our future, is where we're going to go. We also have dashboards and widgets that are not based on analytics that I want to mention because some of them are very powerful and very useful to a lot of our customers. And we have a SQL Server reporting on TFS. That's not an area of investment. We're investing all of our effort into analytics to bring that all the data in and into on-prem as well. I think I am done. I'm going to hang. I have 8 minutes more. I think I'm just going to stick around for questions. That will be the best helpful, I think. I hope I did a good job in bringing the variety of experiences that you guys have today in analytics. I want to encourage you guys to look at our documentation. So I'm going to just jump into. So we have a lot of great documentation here to get you started, a little bit of what I talked about, but also like we invested a lot in tutorials and also in samples. So if you go here, it's gonna walk you through like what I did today, how to create a view that helps you create a specific bugs report or any example reports that you can earn. And we are investing more and more in help you guys get this. We understand there is a gap between what you want to do in Power BI and if you're a VSCS user, and we want to make that seamless to users to get there. So a lot of investment in our docs, and I encourage you guys to look at that as well. I think I'm done. I have 6 minutes spare. I spoke very fast, I think, but I hope you guys get a good feeling of what VSCS and analytics has to offer. So thank you for listening.